It's Thursday, December 21st, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. It's a major Christmas gift from President Trump and the Republican Party, as the U.S. Senate has passed a sweeping tax cut and tax reform bill. House Speaker Paul Ryan was ecstatic.
Something this big, something this generational, something this profound could not have been done without exquisite presidential leadership. Mr. President, thank you for getting us over the finish line. The message to the hardworking taxpayers of America is your tax relief is on its way. The message to the families in America who've been struggling paycheck and paycheck, your tax rates are going down and your paychecks are going up. This is the kind of relief that Americans deserve. This is the kind of tax reform and tax cuts that get our economy growing to reach its potential. This gets us better wages, bigger paychecks, a simpler tax system. This gets the American economy competitive in the global economy.
According to townhall.com, the new bill will cut taxes for more than 80% of Americans. Starting next year, families making between $50,000 and $75,000 will get average tax cuts of $890, according to an analysis by the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. Families making between $100,000 and $200,000 would get average tax cuts of $2,260, while families making more than $1 million would get average tax cuts of nearly $70,000, reports the Associated Press. The Senate used a post-midnight vote Wednesday morning to approve the measure on a party line 51-48 tally. John McCain of Arizona, who is currently battling cancer, was not present. Protesters interrupted with chants of "Kill the bill, don't kill us," and Vice President Mike Pence repeatedly called for order. Upon passage, Republicans cheered. It repeals the individual mandate tax, which was an unpopular part of Obamacare that required all Americans to have health insurance or pay a penalty. In response to the tax cut, AT&T announced that it would give a $1,000 bonus to more than 200,000 of its U.S. employees, as well as increase its capital spending budget here in America by $1 billion. Wells Fargo Bank said it would boost its minimum wage workers to $15 per hour and invest $400 million through charitable donations. In fact, CNBC reports that we should expect a stampede of companies handing out bonuses, raising pay, spending on capital projects, and giving to charities, with the windfall from the massive corporate tax cuts passed yesterday. Plus, they voted to open Alaska's remote Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and natural gas drilling, enabling America to become energy independent. The Prince of Wales has spoken of his heartbreak at Christian persecution in the Middle East, as he called on believers in the UK to step up their response to the crisis. In a moving speech on Tuesday, Prince Charles said Christians in Syria, Iraq, and other countries in the Middle East face, quote, troubled times and desperate trials, end quote, as he urged prayers for those, quote, forced to leave their homes in the face of the most brutal persecution on account of their faith, end quote. In a service at St. Barnabas Church, Pimlico, His Royal Highness said, quote, as Christians, we remember, of course, how our Lord called upon us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute. But for those confronted with such hatred and oppression, I can only begin to imagine how incredibly hard it must be to follow Christ's example. End quote. Barbie has lost her mind. The doll of choice for millions of impressionable minor girls across America has now affirmed sexually perverted lifestyles, according to toymaker Mattel. Sadly, the post on the official Barbie Style Instagram has garnered 45,000 likes. Perhaps Mattel should consider the sober warning found in Matthew 18:6. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Contrary to the narrative pushed by academia and the mainstream media, there is increasing evidence that homosexual parenting has negative effects on children, reports World Magazine. An article published last month by Catholic University of America sociology professor Paul Sullins found children with homosexual parents suffer emotional problems 2 to 3 times as often as children raised by a father and a mother. A warning this Holy Day season about something called Christmas tree syndrome, where people get sick from being around a live tree, reports the CBS affiliate in Philadelphia. Real trees can trigger an allergic reaction, with symptoms that can include wheezing, coughs, congestion, sore eyes, and potentially life-threatening asthma attacks. One study found the mold count from a live Christmas tree rose to 5 times the normal level 2 weeks after the tree was brought indoors. Two strategies to reduce the risk before you bring the tree inside. First, a good shake can get rid of some dust and pollen. Second, hose it down on your driveway and let it dry outside for a day. And finally, Dwayne Clark, founder of an assisted living community in Bellevue, Washington, stunned employees this weekend at the Brief Encounter restaurant when he left a $3,000 tip on a $39 breakfast check, reports SunnySkies.com. The staff initially thought the regular customer had made a mistake until they read his note on the back of the receipt. The note said, quote, "You guys do a great job. When I was 7, I washed dishes, and my mom cooked in a diner like this. We were dirt poor and didn't have money for Christmas. Hopefully, this will help all of you have a better Christmas." End quote. The 12-person staff will split the tip evenly, $250 each, as Clark requested. Clark stressed that it wasn't about the money in particular, but instead about the sentiment behind it. He said, quote, "You don't have to give money. You can write appreciative notes and say thank you. It would go a long way to nourish all of us." End quote. Who is the Lord leading you to encourage this Christmas? With a note, a gift, or some cash? Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 21st in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.